Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. And we've been studying this for quite some time. If you miss any of these studies, it's very important you go back over them because one ties into the other, and a lot of these tie in, and they actually say the same thing. Some of these things are the same basic prophecies, so you want to go back on them and study, because if you're a student and you want to have a little bit of knowledge on the book of the Revelation, it's a I share my 40-50 years of study, and it's well, you're welcome to it. Let's get right into our study. The power too close up to the sky, to keep the power to close up the sky and to keep rain from falling. Now, this refers back to 1 Kings 17 and 1, in which Elijah withholds rain from Israel as a warning from God for them to repent. Here it is again that someone has actually the power to quite possibly hold up the rain and the from coming down. Now, this does not necessarily mean that the prophet Elijah is coming back, although he could. This is one of the warnings, and the water. He turned the water to blood, Moses. And all kinds of terrible troubles represent Moses as bringing the plagues in on Egypt as well. Moses and Elijah were the first and the last, one of the first and the last of the prophets, but Noah and Enoch actually were prophets as well. And a lot of people don't realize that, but they were. So we're referring back to Moses and Elijah because they were probably the most widely known. Elijah was referred to in Malachi as he is a prophet of God, and the Lord will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Well, this could be a repeat of Elijah coming back. I'm not saying it's not, but it may not be either. So it could and it could not, may not be either. So don't take it as something that there's a lot of things we don't understand about prophecy, and this may very well be one of those things that we don't know all of there is about it. The power to shut up the rain, and this could be something that is practiced by countries. Have you ever thought of that? Sometimes they're practicing weather control, and a lot of people are in other countries trying to shut up the rain on different countries as a weapon of war. So, you know, there's something in there that we don't realize as well. So it could be natural, could be supernatural. So now 11 and verse 7, chapter 11 and verse 7, the beast. The beast has yet to be described. He represents quite possibly a group of people, political power that opposes and seeks to silence God's message. And the beast and the Antichrist could very well be the same entity made up of many, many people. Like I say, I may be the only one in Christian circles to share that with you. I mean, a lot of the books written, the Left Behind books and everything else, gives you only one view. It doesn't, they don't necessarily give you the view that it could be, or give you something that an alternative is what I'm saying. Not everybody knows everything, and never ever think that someone or anybody, just because they wrote a book, it doesn't mean they know anything about God. They're just sharing and expressing what they think. Doesn't necessarily mean that it is true. So just want to put that down, and myself included. So the corpse left lying in the streets. This could be entire countries left in the streets. I'm just giving you something alternative way of looking at things. It's because it's not necessarily two corpses of just two singular people. Now, you may not agree, but that's beside the point. And so it's a something that you might think about. It might be something that's not necessarily popular in many circles, but it is a an alternative to the thinking of like a herd of cattle and or a herd of sheep. You have to have a mind of your own, and you have to think. And some things may not be exactly the way you think. So just keep that in mind, if you would. I'm not trying to give you something that's totally off the wall, but just a different way of thinking. The corpses lying in the streets, like I say, could be countries, entire countries, playing the bodies of defeated in a shameful ancient custom. The great city. Now, we get back to this chapter 11, verse 8. The great city, Nineveh, wicked capital of Assyria, which invaded and deported the people of Israel, is called the great city four times in the book of Jonah. Now, I bet you didn't hear that one. Now you've heard the great city being Jerusalem, I'm sure. That's been something on every comparison in every book that's has information. The great city is always going to be called Jerusalem, but the great city in Nineveh was the wicked capital of Assyria. Now, it's called the great city four times in the book of Jonah, but I'm just giving you that information. In Revelation, it could be something totally different. Now, a lot of people I've heard some commentaries, and very smart people, very intelligent, think that this is Rome. The Rome could be the Roman Empire, which fell the great city, and the two people could be totally different, you know, than what we think. Like I say, these are different interpretations that none of them are written in stone as far as people trying to interpret. The great city, Nineveh, was wicked. They were invaded and they deported God's people, and many people think it's Rome. Well, it could be Rome. It could be, in my opinion, Babylon, New World Babylon. That's my thinking. Is it the great city, Nineveh? The Babylon is going to fall in 1 hour, as we'll read in the Revelation. As we advance through this study and we get into it, we find that Babylon could be the great city. The great city that falls in 1 hour. And here is another place where their Lord was nailed to the cross, in which sense was Christ nailed to the cross? In Rome? No, it was under the authority, actually under the authority of the Roman procurator, that Jesus was executed in a Roman provincial capital city. But who really nailed him to the cross? It was sin, and it was mankind. It wasn't just the Rome. You know, you can blame Rome. You can blame the Jews. You can blame everybody, except, you know, those Christian people that was following him back then. But I want you to realize something. We all nailed Christ to the cross. We all nailed him to the cross. If you get right down to it, sin, mankind, the Adamic fall and the Adamic nature and the Adamic fall is what nailed Christ to the cross. And spiritually, the word sometimes also translated allegorically and prophetically, meaning that the city is a religious and not a literal city, but since in the city of Sodom or the country of Egypt. Rome is like Sodom because it's terrible, wicked, immoral, destined to be destroyed. And it was. It was Rome fell. And it could be Rome again. There's a lot of people that think that. Rome is like Egypt. Because in the seven trumpets, Rome was oppressing the people and imprisoning them. That was what was, that's what went on during the time of John's writing of this book. Now, 3.5 days. 3.5 days. 11 verse 9. This could correspond, actually, here it is again, to 3.5 years of their preaching. All the people from the world are able to see their bodies. People of many lands were in Rome all the time, conducting the business of commerce and politics. 11 verse 10 and 11, the celebration over the suppression of Christianity, the suppression and the destruction of the Christian witness. It'll be short-lived, but it could be celebrated by Islam. Countries of Islam, countries of Babylon, could be, this could be celebrated. Now, this be short-lived, but God will breathe breath into their bodies, as God breathed life into Adam's body in Genesis 2, their message. Again proclaimed, it could be by entire countries. It's like I say, in Matthew 28 and verse 4, the guards shook from fear and fell down as they were dead. And then they got up again. Well, this is something we need to open mind, because there's many things that this could indicate. Well, that's our time for today, folks. We're completely out of time. And if you'd like to call us and leave a message, I'll certainly call you back. But let us know you're listening. Just let us know. Call us at 928-368-6766. Got our phone hooked back up again. So just leave us a message. Let us know. And please Write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929, and our website, krciradio.com. You can find most of these up and running already. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study to show yourself approved.